Some men try so hard to prove that God's not really real, while others say they know for sure His love you cannot feel. But I know He's real within my soul, for one day He cleansed and made me whole. And Jesus is still the answer for that longing deep in your soul. Still the answer, He's the answer for your soul. And though some may say He doesn't fit with their philosophy, I know Jesus is still the answer. He's always been and
welcome to the program Daily Walk, presented by the Apostolic Faith Church in Stavanger. May God bless this time of devotion given from Sunday to Friday at 7 p.m. Shall we start with a word of prayer? Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for the opportunity you've given us to study your word, particularly as we go through the book of Matthew. We invite you, Holy Spirit, to enlighten your word and let it be a blessing to all the hearers today, those hearing via the radio and those hearing via the internet. Bless each and every one and let your word be a blessing to each and every one of us. We'll praise you forever, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Matthew 9, 1 through 34. Devotional focus verse. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. Matthew 9, 8. Recently, I attended a funeral where a man paid tribute to his Christian father. In describing the deceased man's life, the son listed a number of his father's accomplishments. First, he shared that his father had become a Christian when 8 years old, and for 60 years had been faithful to God and his church. At the age of 14, his father quit school to help support their family of 11. When 19, he married. An industrious man, he engaged in commercial fishery, forestry, logging, and trucking. In later years, he operated an oil truck and ran his own variety store, selling everything from groceries to clothing and furniture. He had ended his working days as a carpenter on construction sites. As the son concluded his description, those in attendance at the funeral realized that his father had truly enjoyed a busy and productive life. His accomplishments proved it. Today's focus verse brings out that the miracles Jesus performed convinced people of his divine power. Many of those who associated with him during his time on earth did not believe he was the Son of God. They saw him as just a carpenter's son and could not conceive that one who grew up in Nazareth could be their Messiah and King. However, his miracles, such as forgiving sins, healing the sick, and even raising the dead, confirmed what he said of himself, that he was the Son of God. Words do not amount to much if they are not backed up with actions. We can say we love God and are serving Him, but we must be sure that the way we live makes the same statement. When we proclaim we are Christians, then the responsibility lies with us to prove to the whole world that we indeed are. The lives we live will produce the proof. Background information. Jesus never stayed where he was not wanted. So after the Gergesenes urged him to depart from their coasts, Christ returned to Capernaum, the principal place of his residence at that time. See Mark 2:1. We never read that he visited the country of the Gergesenes again. While at Capernaum, the events recorded in this chapter occurred. Through these manifestations of his power, Jesus proved himself to be a skillful, faithful physician, both of the soul and the body. His attention to physical needs were evident when he healed the man with palsy, verses 2-8, raised to life the ruler's daughter and healed the diseased woman, verses 18-26, gave sight to two blind men, verses 27-31, cast the devil out of one who was possessed, verses 32-34, healed all manner of sicknesses, verse 35. Jesus' care for the spiritual needs of people is also clear in this chapter as he forgave sins, verse 2, called Matthew to be a disciple, verse 9, conversed freely with publicans and sinners, verses 10-13, discoursed on the duty of fasting, verses 14-15, preached the gospel. These were all remarkable instances of the Lord's power and compassion. The miracles caused people to give glory to God because he had delegated such authority to Jesus. Christ's works of healing and forgiving were signs that God's kingdom was dawning. In verse 9, we read of the call of Matthew, the author of this gospel, whom Mark and Luke refer to as Levi. It was customary for a person to have two names. Perhaps Matthew was the name he was known by as a publican, and therefore he called himself by that name, rather than by the more honorable name of Levi. Some think that Christ gave him the name of Matthew when he called him to be an apostle, just as Simon was surnamed Peter. The name Matthew means the gift of God. The receipt of customs where Matthew was sitting when Christ passed by was the toll booth in the street where tax collectors sat to receive various taxes. Conclusion. The Gergesenes desired Christ to depart, but the people of Capernaum received him and were blessed by the miracles he performed in their midst. If Christ is rejected by some, there are others who will receive him. Those who do so will benefit, both here and in eternity.
Hope you have enjoyed our time of devotion today. We welcome you back at the same time tomorrow for another edition of our daily walk. For now, if you are in Stavanger area, we would like to invite you to our service on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. in our church located at Chensvolvien 56, next door to Chensvoll School. You will hear good music. You'll be able to participate in singing. You will hear personal testimony of what God has done in the life of many people. And more than that, you will be able to hear the Word of God. We invite you, should you want to know more about our church, visit our website in Norwegian, apostolisk-tro.no. Or would you prefer to know more about us in English? We invite you to visit our Portland headquarters church website, which is apostolicfaith.org. We pray God bless you as you continue to join us in this program. Shall we close today's edition with a word of prayer? Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for your word, for reminding us once again of the great things that you did while you were here on earth. The healing of the physical body and also of the soul through the forgiveness of sin. We invite you, Jesus, because we know you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, that you will look down from heaven today upon all the hearers. You will heal us physically and spiritually. You will let your blessings be upon each and every one of us. You will take away every pain in the heart of all the hearers today. Jesus, we look up to you to perform all this, not because of our own good doings, but because of your mercy. We ask for all this in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Take all the glory, take all the honor, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
I could never praise him enough for the cross of Calvary. I could never thank him enough for salvation full and free. I could never do anything to deserve such perfect love. Oh, for everything he's done, I could never praise him enough.
For many years I've served the Lord the best that I know how, giving unto him my time and telling of his power. But if I were to spend unending hours on my knees praising him for everything he's ever done for me, I could never
praise him enough for the cross of Calvary. I could never thank him enough for salvation full and free. I could never do anything to deserve such perfect love. Oh, for everything he's done, I could never praise him enough.
A thousand tongues could not express just what the Lord has done. As if he hadn't done enough, he gave his only son to hang upon a rugged cross and bear the load of sin. That explains why I can't express the love I have for him. I can never
praise him enough for the cross of Calvary. I can never thank him enough for salvation full and free. I can never do anything to deserve such perfect love. Oh, for everything he's done, I can never praise him enough.
I can never
praise him enough for the cross of Calvary. I could never thank him enough for salvation full and free. I could never do